Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
On Jesus. At an altar I knelt, I found peace, so serene. And all that he asked
of
is a child like trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. So thankful to God that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to do the best we possibly can to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Black History Month. Several congregations are celebrating it the whole month. We were at Hillcrest Church of Christ on Sunday, who done an outstanding job of having a Black History program on that particular day with talking about the Negro songs spiritual songs that were sung during the slavery time. So there are many congregations and there are many other institutions that are celebrating this whole month as the Black History Month. I want to talk about Marshall Keble, the man. Oftentimes in Black History Month, unfortunately, we talk about people who are dead, who have passed on, but we still have a lot of people who are living, who are Black history, who are making history, who continue to make history, and because of some of the things that have been going on, has made things better for us. When I talk about Marshall Keble, the man, which is a great gospel preacher, he's passed on, but we still have great gospel preachers among us today, William Hensley in Paducah, Kentucky, and Melvin Hampton and down in Milan, and other preachers all over the country who are still living, who yet living, and still are great gospel preachers. But when we talk about Marshall Keble, which is a name that needs to be kept before us and before our next generation, because they really don't know the name, don't know the man. But Marshall Keble was born on a farm near Murfreesboro, Tennessee, on December the 7th, 1878. When he was 4 years old, his parents moved to Nashville, Tennessee. Marshall Keble attended Bellevue School in Nashville, Tennessee, but never went beyond the seventh grade. At the age of 19, he was married to Minnie Womack of Nashville, Tennessee. And Keble gave Minnie credit for his education because she was a graduate of Fisk University, but she deceased and died in 1931. He remarried to Miss Johnson in Carrollton, Mississippi, in April the 3rd, 1934, D.C. pastor as the officiator of that funeral. Sister Keeper passed away March 5th, 2007, at the age of 108 in Nashville, Tennessee. I was fortunate enough to meet when she was 104 in Nashville, Tennessee, at Christian Bookstore, where she was doing a book signing. Down there, lovely lady, and I was just overwhelmed to be able to meet this lady at 104, because Marshall Keble died around the time, a little bit before I obeyed the gospel in 1900. Marshall Keble established over 400 congregations and baptized more than 40,000 Christians. He baptized his mother. Marshall Keble served as the National Christian Institute president from 1944 to 1959 and was dean of Keble Hall from 1958 to 1961. Keble was appointed the honorary chief over the largest Nigerian tribe, who was named for him. Marshall Keble was 88. During his last revival, when 100 young men and older people confessed their sins and were baptized, Keble preached his last sermon on April 17th, 1968, and then Keble passed away April 20th, 1968. Keble has written many, many books, and I have most all the books that he's written, Roll, Jordan, Roll, From Mule Back to Jet, Super Jet, Sermon by Marshall Keble on CD. I have that, and I listen to it occasionally. And Biography and Sermons by Marshall Keble. Some of his great sermons that he wrote was The Doctor Who Never Lost a Case, The Great Physician, The Power of the Written Word, Water in the Plan, Been to Worship but Wrong, Five Steps to Church, Seven Steps to Heaven, Nothing Too Hard for the Lord, Who Will Be Able to Stand, All Men One in Christ. And people love this song, If I Can Help Somebody. It's a memorial of a song of Psalms sung by Southwestern Christian College. Some of the quotes that Keble had, One was, he says, when mean things happen to you, don't get angry. Just pray for him. Then go off and live so your prayers will be answered. Live so your friends won't believe it and your enemies can't prove it. Another quote by Marsha Keeble was, the law of Moses is like a shadow of a ham hanging in a smokehouse. You don't go after the shadow, you go after the ham. So you ought not go after the law of Moses, but after the real thing, the gospel. Another quote that he had was, you don't have to be smart to obey the gospel. Just be honest. I use that quote quite a bit. Matter of fact, I used it on the last large day. And I use it pretty much at the end of my invitation just about every time. You don't have to be smart to obey the gospel. Just be honest. From Akiba's sermons, Marsha Keeble preached his first sermon at Jackson Street Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee, in 1897. These are some places that he preached, and listen to some of this. He preached in Henderson, Tennessee, and baptized 69 people. He preached in Tampa, Florida, in 1927, and baptized 99 people. He preached in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in 1929, and baptized 92 people. Fort Smith, Arkansas, he baptized 86. In Lakeland, Florida, he baptized 65. In Jackson, Tennessee, he baptized 58. Here's some good information. This is two times. The first time he preached in Valdosta, Georgia. The first time he preached down there, he baptized 163 people. The second time he preached down there, he baptized 166. He preached in Atlanta, Georgia, where he baptized 166. The church in Valdosta, Georgia, is just a year or two older than the one here in Atlanta, because the first time that he preached in Valdosta, he baptized 163. Then he came to Atlanta and baptized 166, and then he went back to Valdosta, Georgia, and baptized 166. Thousands of white people attended his meetings, but went back to the white church to be baptized. That's why I'm talking about black history. We've had a lot of integration. We've had a lot of segregation and a lot of slavery going on in the body of Christ, in the church. We still have churches around here in Atlanta who still has a building like that, where when you go in the front door, the blacks would go up in the balcony and the whites would go down on the main floor. Right here in Atlanta today, in the 2024, on the 7th of February. Marsha Keeble said that they used to be outside the tent. They wouldn't be under the tent. They'd be outside the tent sometime in the cars and sitting around and standing around, and they would believe what he preached, but they went back to the white church to be baptized. Marsha Keeble preached his last sermon on April 17, 1968. Keeble passed from this life April 20th, 1968 at 7 p.m. Keeble's funeral was Thursday, April the 25th, 1968, at 11 a.m. His body was at Madison Street Church of Christ in Gallatin Road, North Madison, Tennessee. Ira North was the minister who preached his funeral. Keeble preached the power of the written word. When buying a house, here's what Keeble said. Here's some good tidbits from Keeble. He said, when buying a house, make sure you get a contract or a written deed. He says, when paying a debt, get a written receipt. He says when you sow to have your to make sure you have your deed recorded. And he says, take no good. Try to keep a good name. And then he says, have you obeyed the written word of God? That's his whole, that was his whole concept. And then he says the power of the written word. Kiba's wife bought some furniture one time, and Kiba was out preaching, and he was all over the place. But he'd send his money back to his wife, and she'd go down to the furniture store and pay the bill. She did that quite a bit. When Kiba came in for his last, after his one of his sermons, last gospel meeting, his wife said, let's go down to the store and pick up the furniture because I've already paid it off. When they got down to the store, the guy said, you still owe a payment on this furniture. She said, I don't. She said, we've already paid it off. Kiba questioned her and said, are you sure that you paid this bill? She said, I know I paid this bill. She goes back. He said, well, let's go on home. They go back home. She looked high and low and found all the receipts where she had paid that furniture off. Went back down to the store. And the man said he had neglected to type that in or to recognize that particular payment. Kiba said, always get you a receipt. Back in those days, I can remember when Mama would send us to the store, and she just tell him, said, give us a dozen eggs and put it on the bill. I don't know that we've ever paid that bill off. I was over in Alabama one time preaching. Matter of fact, I was preaching for Brother Melvin Hampton. When he was over there in Alabama. And I didn't know how close I was to the church. Stopped at a little side grocery store to ask the people the directions, and I wasn't very far from the church. But anyway, while I was in there, two children came in there, and they said, Mama said, give us a loaf of bread and something else and put it on the tab. I don't know if these people ever paid those tabs off because people were not as honest as they should have been. But this wasn't too long ago when people were still going to the little corner store and putting stuff on their tab. Kiba says, get a receipt. Tell your friends, tell your children, bring it up in church Sunday. Ask how many people in your congregation even have heard of Marshall Kiba. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And our prayer is that everybody on this call, whatever your health situation might be at this particular time, the Bible, the song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Take your medicine. Do what the doctor says, dude. Don't be hard-headed. And just keep on living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And have a super-duper week.